KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itigwini Mayor Cyril Qaba says regulating sponsor shops is essential to preserving the sector and the job opportunities it creates. He says in Itigwini alone, the sector brings in about 55 billion rand and employs over a quarter of a million people. Qaba says with the 13 December deadline approaching for sponsor shop registrations, the city's recorded the names of over 2,500 shops so far. The mayor was speaking yesterday in Umlazi, where he led the registration blitz.
We want them to provide a clean service. Only then that we can help developing the local economy and develop it in a sustainable way. Part of the registration is to also regularize the sector. This process will eliminate some of the people who were actually trading when they were not supposed to trade. So in that way, we think that the numbers are going to reduce drastically.
Police are searching for several suspects in connection with the attempted murder of an elderly man in Maritzburg. Provincial spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the 86-year-old was hijacked near a sports ground in Richmond last week. The suspects drove around with the victim for about 5 hours before locking him in the boot of his car. Nechuenda says they ditched the vehicle in a forest.
Police in Richmond have opened cases of carjacking and attempted murder. The victim was later found in his vehicle with injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment. It is alleged that the suspect assaulted the victim and abandoned his vehicle after it collided with electric pole at Gengeshe area.
And the man suspected of shooting dead a U.S. healthcare boss has contested his extradition to New York at a hearing in Pennsylvania. Heading into court, Luigi Mangione shouted completely unjust and an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Police say the 26-year-old carried a handwritten manifesto of grievances against the industry. He's accused of murdering United Healthcare chief executive Brian Thompson on a Manhattan street last week, triggering a nationwide manhunt that ended on Monday. Back home, a high of 28 degrees is what you can expect in Durban today. Richards Bay, 35. Maritzburg, 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.